106.7 KJAG Country. It's Rose. Good afternoon. I am super excited to be talking to this woman today.
Hey, Rose.
Hey, Reba. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am doing so well. I'm so glad to be talking to you today. I'll be honest with you. I have to confess, I tossed and turned a little bit last night.
How come?
Because I was going to be talking to you.
Oh, that's funny. You're kidding. Oh, that's...
And if I was meeting you in person right now, I might ask you for a lock of your red hair.
Well, little Nick.
That
so
was
cute.
So funny on The Voice the other day. I saw that. I was just cracking up.
Yeah.
She's very sweet, and you were so gracious, and that's what we love about you. I want to say congratulations on the release of the 27th studio album, Love Somebody, Reba.
Well, thank you very much. We're really excited about the new album that dropped yesterday. It's this whole album of songs about love. That's why we named it Love Somebody. It's either the songs are talking about falling in or falling out or looking for love or something about love in one way or another.
That's great. Well, you're the first artist signed on the new Nash Icon Records label, started by, what, the Big Machine label group. How did Scott Borchetta approach you about this whole new venture?
Well, he took me and Narvel out to dinner one night, and he said he had something to talk to me about. And finally, I just said, all right, Scott, spill the beans. What's going on? What you got in mind? He said, I want you to record a new album. And I said, what for? And he said, well, we're starting a new label called Nash Icon, and that we're going to have some radio stations to play the old songs of like the 90s and 2000, and then new songs from those same artists. And I thought it was a wonderful idea. So I said yes, and I called Allison Jones from Big Machine Label Group going home that night, or I emailed her, and I said, we're going to record a new album, get to looking for songs. And so we've just had a blast doing it.
You know, this has been one of your most highly anticipated album releases for your fans. People have been looking so forward to this album. How does that make you feel to know your fans are right there with you?
Oh, my gosh, makes me feel wonderful. I've always had the greatest fans in the world. I love them to pieces. I stay in communication with them through social media, and it's now fun to get to talk to them more about what's going on with the new stuff.
It's fantastic, and they just love you so much. In fact, everyone here in Jug Country, when we heard of the passing of your daddy, everybody was just so heartbroken for you, and I'd like to just take a second to extend our condolences on the loss of your daddy back in October. We've been praying for you so much, and of course, you know, everybody just really, really cares so much for you, Reba.
Well, thank you for the prayers. They helped tremendously. Daddy had been sick for a long while, and that quality of life was nothing that he would have wanted for himself, so your prayers were answered for him to go on and be with the Lord and to help all of the family out. We miss him terribly.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, I understand there's a song on the new album, Just Like Them Horses, that you came across before Daddy passed. You said in a recent interview that the song reminded you of him. What was it about the song that made you say, hey, this reminds me of Daddy and I have to have this song on my album?
Well, it is a going away song. I mean, it was about a man and a woman who the woman's letting the man go, and he says, don't cry, don't worry about me, I'll be fine, and just like them horses, you got to let them run. And so I asked Lynn Kingberg if I could sing it, record it just for Daddy's funeral. But when I got into the studio, Tony Brown, my producer, said, oh, absolutely not, this has got to be on the album. And so we did. We played it for Daddy's funeral a few weeks after I recorded it.
That's pretty amazing. So now there's another song on the album. I've been listening to little clips here and there. The song with Jennifer Nettles called Enough. I love that you two worked together. That was fantastic.
Thank you. Me too. I love Jennifer. She's a sweetheart. Matter of fact, one of the first shows that her and Christian did when they were Sugarland was at our show in Dallas. And I knew they were special then. I love them both. And to get to do this song Enough with Jennifer is just so special. She's very theatrical when she sings, and her vocals are so different and identifiable. She was perfect for this song.
That's awesome. Well, you're both strong women, so how did you set forth, you know, choosing people to work with?
Well, I found the first, and then when you go through names of who this song sounds right or whatever, but when I just said Jennifer Nettles, it was just the right thing.
Well, I just want to say thank you for taking the time. I know you only have so much time to spend with each person, and Reba, we love you here in Jug Country. Thank you so much, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much, and I certainly have enjoyed visiting with you today.